Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dolphin Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we got Brittany Sykes with us, of course, Washington Mystics guard. Make sure you head to WNBA.com and vote for her for the All-Star team because she is having a phenomenal season and deserves it. Slim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Glad to be back.
So when we last spoke, it was media day, and we had a fun conversation about how Sidney Johnson basically kind of slid to you like, hey, this leadership thing, you're going to be a big part of it. So, Slim, how's leadership going for you this year?
I don't have any gray hairs, so that helps. No, it's been pretty good. It's been an eye-opening experience. It's one of those things where, like, you don't realize what you asked for until you got it. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is a part of leadership where I didn't ask for, but it comes with it.
Do you have a specific example of something where, like, you didn't know what you didn't know and you've learned, like, oh, okay, now I know how to manage that thing?
Yeah, when the fan for myself, I still got to be able to be a presence for my team. Like, that was one where I was like, dang, I can't look around and be like, all right, you got him now. You can talk to him. It's like, nah, Slim, you still got to figure out a way to be present and understand that, like, just because things aren't going good for you, like, you'll have to act as if they are, you know, kind of thing. Like, you can be present, but then, like, not thinking about it and not letting your actions follow through to what your mind is saying.
What's it meant to you having Stephanie Dolson alongside in that role? We all saw the you know, footage after the New York game where she got everybody together and was like, hey, like, this was an improvement. I talked to Kiki about that when she was on the show last week, and she kind of told us what Steph said. But what's it been like to have those conversations with her and have her as a partner in that player-led leadership?
Oh, man, it's been great. You know, if you think about it, Steph is one of maybe I don't know how many others in our team, but, like, Steph is one of the first people that you think about in the sense of just championship experience and just being on those teams that have went and made championship runs, you know? And so to have that type of insight and leadership from her has been really clutch. And having her just make sure we understand the bigger picture and, like, what is now and what we're going for, you know, kind of thing.
Brittany Sykes with us, Washington Mystics guard here on the Hoffman Show. Of course, they will play the Atlanta Dream Friday night. That game you won't be able to hear on the Team 980 as it's an Ion national TV game. But Sunday, 3 o'clock back home, it's almost sold out. Basically, it is sold out. You can get resale tickets. They're very expensive for the game against the Dallas Wings with Beckers and Arike and all them coming to town. Slim, the other thing we talked about preseason that's going to be a newer thing for you this year and has been is the scoring load, being a featured primary offensive piece. You had 32 in the win the other night against Chicago. You're averaging over 20 a game. How has that been? Like, obviously the numbers are there, but how has it been to experience that night in, night out, what that means to be a primary scoring option?
You know, it's you know, it's crazy. I have to add on to that because it's not like I'm just a primary scoring option. I'm a primary scoring option, and I go to guard the primary option on the other team.
Right.
So I feel like the way I have to produce on both ends of the floor and still have to produce on the offensive and how I have to produce on the offensive end, like, I don't know if that gets talked about enough.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, your best player is not coming to guard me. I am.
Right. Right. And I think that's an interesting point too, because I think it also goes into one of the other things that's been part of the up and down nature of your season so far as a team is like, you guys are relying on rookies to score, which is not a thing you're supposed to do in the W. And I was going to ask you about Sony and Kiki here in a second, but kind of knowing that pressure is on, is that something you are like, I guess the question I would ask them is like, have you adjusted to that? The idea that the ball is running through you, the defensive part is not new, but then you get back down in offense, maybe you used to be able to run to the corner and catch your breath. Now it's like, oh, right, I gotta, you know, go off another ball screen and come up with this split action and do whatever else you're doing.
Yeah, no, it took some time. It was a thing. It's called bucket shape that I call it. So like in the beginning of the season, I got a little winded, you know, like you go and you score, you go and you try to score, even if it's a pass or a fail, then you got to go guard and then you got to come back. In the one moment you want to take a break in the corner, they're shoving it down your arm. They go, you know, make another basket. So it was like a thing again in bucket shape. And once you get that rhythm, you want to stay in it. So for me, it was just realizing like, okay, once I started to figure out where my spots were, how to score in the offense, it became easier. Like I can conserve energy and like expel it in a smarter way.
That's interesting. Brittany Sykes with us here on the Hoffman Show. So I mentioned you had that 32-point, 5-assist, 3-steal outing in the win over Chicago on Tuesday. But that first quarter wasn't great. Take us inside the huddle. Take us inside how you guys flipped that around. What was said? What was done? What adjustments happened to be able to slowly but surely get back in it to where you guys even led comfortably by the end of the fourth?
Yeah, I just think it was one of those things of just staying steadfast in like in our defense and understanding that it was our defense that was causing the dysfunction. Because in our offensive end, we were flowing, but in that first half, we weren't really, you know, passing the ball like we did in the second half, just really trusting that, you know, the next pass will come if we get off the ball. And honestly, part of that was me. Like I had to realize that Chicago was sinking in really deep and I just had to trust the work that we worked on when it was getting in the paint and driving and swinging or, you know, just driving and kicking over flares and things like that. Like just genuinely just understanding that this team is collapsing because we're so great at getting in the paint. Teams are going to start to force us to spray it out and trust that our shot is going to fall.
And you hit a bunch of them. Sony hit a bunch. Others kept going. When you talk about the rookies, you know, we just touched on it, but like rookies aren't supposed to be good in the WNBA. The league's too hard.
Yeah.
Like, do you tell them like, hey, you're not supposed to be this good. You'd be like, hey guys, no one tell them they're supposed to be this good. Like what's it been like for you to experience that up close?
No, man, I don't think that's the case. I think it's you bring them in and obviously they're going to lack experience, but what better experience to get than just go into the fire and figure it out. I think there's a plus to rookies being able to come in and score the way they do because, yes, they might get, you know, a little lost in the offense. So they might, you know, get out, you know, the physicality is different. So they might get out muscled, right? But there's still no scout or scheme to them. So for me, I just tell them go hoop. Like, I literally tell Kiki and Sonny, like, go hoop. Go play how you normally play, and then the adjustments will come from you just trying to flow. Because they got to think, we're not used to seeing them. Our bodies are not used to their patterns of movement. Mm. You get in this league long enough, you get to year 9, I might not have to look at a scout as hard as they would because people are creatures of habit. So people have the same tendencies over the years. Because also in our league, it is very few that get better. And there's many that stay in a pack and stay in that lane. They stay in their lane and they dominate in their lane. But then there's those few that get better every single year, or you see them in the trajectory that they're getting better every single year. So it's like for rookies, go hoop. Who says that you can't be a starter? Who says that you can't like do what you do? Then Chan is going to rookie of the year and MVP in the same month.
Yeah.
Or like in the same season. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what stipulations are we putting to what rookies can do and what they can do? One of them came in and got MVP, like, at the league.
Yeah, it's really impressive, this latest group of young players, how they're able to come in and the skill level. I think it obviously, you know, this is a longer conversation for a different time, but, like, the investment of women's basketball at the youth levels, like, the players are just better when they get to the league
now,
which is a great, great, great thing. Atlanta is the opponent Friday night. Obviously, y'all got them at the beginning of the season. They got you pretty good in the last matchup. What's the talk about going into this game, the adjustments that need to be made as you face them for the third time already as we're here in late June?
Honestly, just one, looking to win the series, is tied 1-1. Obviously, just going in, we're looking at film and just seeing what we need to do. They're really, really shooting the ball really well and at a high volume. So I think that's one of the biggest things that we have to key in on, is just making sure we go out the three-point line and then we're not trading threes for twos.
Brittany Sykes with us here on the Hoffman Show. Again, 7:30 is the tip Friday night, tonight against the Atlanta Dream. And then Sunday, 3 o'clock at ESA, now Care First Arena, against the Dallas Wings. That game you can hear here on the Team 980. Slim, always great to catch up. Appreciate it, and I'll see you at the arena soon.
All right, man. Can't wait.
Thanks again to Brittany Sykes for joining us. Mystics and Dream tonight, 7:30. Again, you won't hear that one here on the Team 980 because it is an ION national TV game. However, Sunday's game against the Dallas Wings with Paige Beckers and company in town, that one will be here on the Team 980 at 3 p.m. Right now, though, let's get the rest of the latest in the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Final 40 minutes here on a Friday. Anthony Haney, super producer alongside me, Craig Hoffman. He's jamming out to Mr. Brightside, the Killers.
One day, you're going to... sing the lyrics to that song, Craig. One day.
What? You played the non-instrumental version. I didn't have to sing that time.
Okay, look. Say no more. Say no more. That is noted.
I didn't say that I would if you played the instrumental version in the future.
Okay.
There's definitely no need for me, even if it was, pun intended, killing you. All right. Weekend preview time. And Anthony, well, did you look at that? This week it's brought to you by nobody.
No way.
How did that happen?
You tell me.
I got a better chance of telling you the words of Mr. Brightside than I do of explaining that. It's our weekend preview brought to you by nobody. Coming up in 9 minutes, we will preview Game 7 of the NBA Finals, including a quick rundown of the recent history of Game 7s and why the Pacers better hope this one doesn't follow the script of recent Game 7s. But... let's see. What do we got this weekend? We got the Nationals, who finally broke their losing streak, Anthony. It took extra innings against the Rockies the other night, but yesterday, but they finally won. Did you see the quote from James Wood after the game?
I didn't see the quote, but he delivered when we needed him the most.
He sure did. Walk off. Love that. Excellent work out of the youngster. But the young Nat star basically was like, the Rockies just, they pitched amazing. They hit amazing. Like, They're playing better than they have like all year. And it's like, were they or do y'all stink? And that is going to be a question answered probably definitively because you're going to play the Los Angeles Dodgers this weekend, who are, what's the word I'm looking for, Anthony? Good. Really? Yeah, yes. Good. I was going to say really good, but then I remembered I said the word I was looking for. So, good. So, Shohei Ohtani and company hosting the Nats. This weekend, 10-10 is your first pitch tonight. And actually, I want to check something real quick because now Otani's been back on the mound a little bit. I don't know whether we'll see him in this series, and it's very, very limited. They're just going to try to work him in so that he's ready for the postseason. But tonight, I mean, got a good one tonight. It's Mackenzie Gore, the Nats ace, taking on Shohei Ohtani. Clayton Kershaw. So the old lefty, Wiley, still around. He's 2-0 on the year with a 3.25 ERA, just 27 innings pitched. Gore, 3-6, but a 2.89 ERA and a 1.15 whip, which is very, very good. So he just hasn't gotten a lot of support this year.
That's a brutal stretch of games, Craig. They just play four straight games against the Rockies, and then you got to fly cross-country and play the Dodgers, dude, today?
Brutal. Yeah.
I mean, I guess
that's normal. Major League Baseball, man.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it is. And by the way, Ohtani is, at least per ESPN.com, Ohtani is scheduled to pitch on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
So 4:10 first pitch Eastern time on Sunday, and Ohtani might be out there on the mound for the Dodgers. Okay, what else we got this weekend? The Mystics have a game tonight. We just talked to Brittany Sykes about it. Slim and company are down in Atlanta. And then, man, Sunday, tickets are, whew, they are hard to get.
Man.
Cheapest ticket I saw the other day was $170.
Oh, that's
I believe. Is the get-in price for Sunday's matchup against Paige Beckers and the Dallas Wings. So it does seem like people are paying a bit of attention when young Miss Beckers comes to town.
Damn. Just, yeah, 170 is crazy.
Think we get Princess AZ coming to watch too?
She'll definitely be in attendance.
Who else? Like, what other celebrities do we think we see? Like, is Jaden coming? I don't know if Jaden's here. Right
Tiafoe's
now.
Coming, probably.
Yeah, Francis. It depends on if he's playing. I don't know. I forgot to check how the tennis is going this week.
Well, we'll see some Wizards live. Players.
Yeah, you'll definitely see some Wizards players. By the way, the City Open, I think we're going to have Ayn back on soon. But the City Open, they just got a bunch of more, like, top players. The lineup they have coming in D.C. this year is sick. Like, Ayn has done such a good job with that tournament. The Mystics, tough one tonight. Atlanta's playing really well, dude. They obviously had the huge bummer that preseason game against the Mystics that we were at, where Jordan Canada goes down early. Their starting point guard, who was supposed to be, and then she's out for the year. And lo and behold, they've been able to ride that wave. They've had some players step up. Brittany Griner in her first year in Atlanta is playing great.
Tahina Pau is playing well. She keeps having career high after career high, and it's just like, man. Well,
yeah, why did she fall in the draft? I
don't
have
understand
to ask.
It. Shooting translates, man. She's a shooter.
Shooting translates. She was a top 10 projected pick all year. And then all of a sudden, she falls to Atlanta in the second round. And it's like, what? I don't know. I mean, look, the Mystics are quite happy with their picks. And there's plenty of other rookies that are playing pretty well. But, like, Pau Pau, I never got why she was a first rounder. But lo and behold, she's balling for Atlanta. So Mystics have to deal with her tonight with Beckers, Agumbawale, and company. On Sunday, Spirit are out west this week as well. They forgot their offense last time when they got on the plane out to Portland, and hopefully they brought it this time. We'll see if Ashley Hatch is back available. Also, congrats to Croy Bethune and Tara McKeown on getting called up to the U.S. Women's National Team for the friendlies that are coming up against Ireland and Canada. The Canada game, which will also include. The Spirit's Gabby Carl on the Canadian side will be at Audi Field on July 2nd. So that's fun. And also congrats to McKenna Morris, who's been on with us a ton. The Spirit defender / midfielder / forward winger. We're just going to call McKenna a winger, who's also a Germantown native, so a hometown kid. She just got called in again to the U-23s for the U.S. Women's National Team, so fun for that. But as for this will be the final weekend of NWSL action, Anthony, which I know that you know. Final weekend of NWSL action before the international break, and then that is immediately followed by the NWSL summer break. So we're going to have a long time without soccer, and I'm going to be sad about it.
We still have to pick a game where we go to.
Yeah, in August we can go.
Alex, say no more, man. Say no more.
They've got a decent stack of home games on the back half of the season, so we'll get that all squared away. All right, that's our weekend preview. Unless Anthony, you have a quick boxing minute.
No, I don't really have anything to add boxing wise. Well, I will add this: Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford. They had their first press conference for their September 13th bout. I'm so excited for that, Craig. That the two best of this era, this new era that we're in now, we're going to be squaring off in September. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So we'll get to that when we get to that. When it happens, we'll have our full preview from Boxing Insider, or at least Boxing Outsider who likes boxing, Anthony Haney. All right, when we get back, you'd imagine like. There's a lot of trends about game sevens, home teams playing well because they're probably the better team, all that kind of stuff. But there's one trend that has been true for a lot of recent game sevens that the Indiana Pacers need to hope isn't true on Sunday night. I'll tell you what it is next on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Game 7. I've been told, Anthony, those are the best two words in sports. Game 7. We get one on Sunday night. 8 o'clock is the scheduled. It's the broadcast tip time, so probably sometime around like 8:15 when it actually tips off. But Pacers and Thunder, after the Thunder just get blasted in Game 6 in Indianapolis. Now back to OKC for Game 7. Anthony, would you like a recent history of Game 7s in the NBA Finals?
The most recent is 2016.
That is correct.
I couldn't tell you one before that.
I can give you all the way back, courtesy of this article that I'm looking at right now on NBA.com, to 1984. So this will be about 6 or 7 of them.
Okay, but
real quick. And shout out to, let's give the proper credit here, Mike Barner, who wrote this. And I'm reading this off NBA.com. So Cavs, Warriors, 2016. Obviously the Cavs win. LeBron has a triple-double, 27-11-11, overcoming an unbelievable game from Draymond Green, 32-15-9. Of course, if Draymond hadn't punched LeBron in the then perhaps there isn't a need for a Game 7, and the Warriors probably, you know, finish off that season. Alas, Draymond did. He still hasn't learned his lesson from that, despite how great he is. But that flailing the body still does it, and ultimately the Cavs win behind a LeBron power triple-double, and, of course, that shot from Kyrie Irving. Spurs Heat, 2013, another outstanding LeBron game. This comes the game after the Ray Allen shot. LeBron, 37-12 in 45 minutes as the Heat defeat the Spurs. D-Wade also had 23-10 as LeBron fan Anthony pounds his chest. Celtics and Lakers in 2010. This was a bizarre game, as you'll remember. Kobe shot the ball absolutely terribly, but actually played pretty well. He had 15 rebounds. Of course, had the big Ron Artest Meta World Peace shot in that one as well. He thanked his therapist after, his psychiatrist. Paul Gasol also had 19 and 18. Lakers win 4-3. Pistons and Spurs. That was a bloodbath of a series in 2005. Game four, when the Pistons scored 102, was the only game in that series that either team scored over 100. But the Spurs win game seven, 81-74. 81-74, game seven of an NBA Finals in 2005. Knicks Rockets in 94. Hakeem Olajuwon, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 blocks. Rockets win 88. James Worthy went bonkers in game seven, 36, 16, and 10. Also had 2 steals. Magic, 19 and 14 assists. Lakers win. And then Lakers Celtics in 84. Have a big game from Larry Bird, 20-12 and 2 steals. Robert Parrish, 14 points, 16 rebounds. Cedric Maxwell, a good game as well. Celtics win 4-3. Just of note, the next most recent game, that was Washington's championship, 1978 season. Bullets defeat the Supersonics 4-3. So, Anthony, what is the common thread amongst all of those game sevens? To me, what stands out, especially as you look at some of the, not just the stats, but the numbers, these games are decided by and large by the stars. And sometimes you have, you know, in recent Wizards history, game seven, not obviously in the finals, but the Kelly Olynyk game.
Ugh. That hurts so bad, bro.
Sorry to bring that up. I know that that was a sideswipe that nobody was prepared for. I should have said, Wizards fans, hold your breath. But let's be honest. You guys have been through more pain than me bringing that up. You saw the game when it happened back in 2016. So you got the Kelly Olynyk game. So occasionally you have games like that where a star or a non-star has a big game and somebody goes 10 for 12 and all of a sudden it's like, well, shoot. That guy just won them an NBA title. But in game seven of the finals, what tends to happen is rotation shorten and the stars play. And they play a ton of minutes and they have a huge impact. And so if I'm Shea, I'm probably looking at Mark Daigneault and I'm like, hey, man, I know our depth has been kind of our strength, but like I'm playing 45 minutes. I might play 48 minutes. If I'm Jalen Williams and I seem to be unbreakable, I'm trying to play 48 minutes in this game. And so I think why I say the Pacers should be concerned is, one, they don't have a star that's built like that. Now, Halliburton obviously has had a 40-point game in these playoffs and can do that, but can he right now, can he take on a larger minute load, and is he built to score in his current athletic state with that calf strain? I don't know. I wouldn't want to have to count on it. And then you have guys like Siakam. Siakam's great. He can score 30. I don't want him gunning for 40 in the way that I'd let LeBron control a finals game, right, if I'm the 2016 Cavs. So if you're OKC, you've got Shea. He's the MVP of the league. He got that MVP because he averaged over 30 a game. He's built to do that. If he pressed too much in game six, so if I'm Mark Daigneault, I'm careful about what I'm telling him. But if he gets going, I'm like, eat, Shea, eat. Like, let's go score 50. Go close out the finals like Giannis did in the game six in 2021, where he had 50 points to win a finals game. Like, if that is how this goes down, advantage Oklahoma City. And that would be my concern. Now, this Indiana team, as we talked about at the top of the show, is one of the most uniquely built finals teams we've ever seen. Their depth and their balance is crazy. They've had 7 different guys, I think, score 20 in a game, with topping that in game six. So if I'm Indiana, and you're OKC trying to do that, I'm trying to run you off the floor. I'm going to make you so tired you can't play that many minutes. But at the same time, like if it's like, hey, we're going to dig deeper than we've ever dug before because it's game seven of the finals, this is it. And the stars go to the well. The stars here favor the Thunder. And that is traditionally, not that anything about this series is traditional, but traditionally been what decides a game seven.
I mean, I'm going to agree with you. My thing is, last game or game six. Shea, I mean, I think Shea had a solid game. Didn't play much that much in the fourth, but he still ended up with 21. But his supporting cast, like, they did absolutely nothing. I think you need something out of the supporting cast if the Thunder are going to get the job done. I think when it comes to, like, the Pacers, again, like, they have so many players that can contribute. They don't necessarily need somebody to go out there and get 30. But I think for the Thunder, they necessarily need their supporting cast to go out there and you know, contribute to the game. And they've done that at home. And that's why I think the Thunder are probably going to emerge victoriously in the game, because the supporting cast just plays that much better when they're at home. Aaron Wiggins shoots the ball a ton better. Chet Holmgren seems to, you know, be who he is and who he's been throughout the season when he's at home. Who else do they have? Cason Wallace, he plays, you know, solid. Yeah. Lu Dort, his three. So I think whatever it is, the crowd that's down there, the atmosphere, the rims, maybe it's the water that they, you know, shower with
sleeping
before they come
in
out.
I
don't know what it is, Craig, but yeah, they get up for their home games, and they've done a great job at home in the playoffs. They've gone 10-2. I think they make it 11-2, and they go out there and get the job done. The supporting cast will be huge. Shea's going to go out there. He's going to get his 35. I have no doubt he's going to do what, you know, the MVP.
The thing
the
is, though, like, at what cost, right? Because he had 21 the other night, or last night in that loss. He also had 2 assists. Like, think of game 5 when he was great, 10 yeah, assists. He had 8 turnovers last night. 8. And
guess what, Craig? He's going to bounce back. I think, again, when they've lost games, when, you know, he's had a bad game, the thing about them, it's never been like 2 games in a row where, you know, we've seen that. He usually bounces back and explodes. So that's exactly what I'm expecting to see out of him. Jalen Williams, when he struggled, guess what he did? He didn't, like, have, you know, game after game where he was struggling. He came back and bounced back. Same with Chet Holmgren. He's not going out there and putting up 4 points.
Yeah, they haven't lost back-to-back games in this entire postseason. It'd be a pretty bad time to do it. In so many ways, the series has just come down to turnovers, like who takes care of the basketball. And my big question is on the has someone figured something out bit is, has Indiana learned how to play at Oklahoma City's frenetic pace defensively? And if they – because that's the magic of Indiana, right, is they move the ball, but they don't turn it over. They don't have the same approach as, like, the Knicks, who are a traditionally low turnover team, where they don't pass. And it's like, well, even if Jalen gets off a bad shot, like, we'll just put the ball in Jalen Brunson's hands and let him cook. But we're not going to whip it around and put the ball out there in passing lanes for people to pick off. Indiana does, except for they're so good at it, you can't get your hands on the ball. Oklahoma City more or less did for the first 5 games of the series. They still had a pretty high turnover numbers. I mean, even in game 1, obviously, they turned the ball over nonstop in the first half, settled it down in the second half, and somehow came back and won that game on the Halliburton shot with 0.3. Last night, they were still in single-digit turnovers deep into the fourth quarter. They only finished with 10. McConnell was the only player that had multiple turnovers last night. Think of all the different guys that they have making decisions, passing, cutting, moving, passing while moving. All the different guys they have touch it. All the different guys they have handle it. Miles Turner is a guy who will drive it from the center position. Not a single double turnover game for anybody but TJ McConnell. All their starters had 1. Toppin had 1. And then McConnell had 3. And then Johnny Furphy had 1 too to make it 10. But yeah, man, like if Indiana can repeat that, I think Indiana is winning the finals. I doubt they can. And if I am Oklahoma City, like, my message, if I'm Dagnall, is, like, I'll figure out offense in the game. I want my team to come out as heat-seeking missile destroyers on defense. I don't care if we pick up 5 fouls in the first minute of the game. Like, we are playing so hard defensively. We are channeling defensively just hellion behavior. And that's who our identity is. And so that, to me, is, like, what I'm looking for coming out is, how big is the punch from OKC? How does it happen? And then how does it, like, how big of a dent is it? And can Indiana withstand that punch? Because if they can, they've fallen down early in a bunch of games. Like, I think Indiana's confident. I think Indiana's comfortable. My question then also becomes, like, all right, now you got a chance to win an NBA title. There's going to be some nerves there. How do you channel it? Whoever handles that, we'll see. But I think the way that manifests is going to be turnovers. If you can get the turnovers down, you win. If not, you don't have a shot.
Who do you think must play well for the Pacers if they want to pull off the upset?
Haliburton has to play. Again, he doesn't have to score a ton. He's got to be the engine that keeps them going. He's got to make sure that he's the one dictating the overall pace of the game. So many of these game sevens are slogs. They are slugfests. If he can keep the pace high and not turn the ball over, super key. And then, you know, after watching game six, dude, if Nembhard is making plays offensively, it's a total game changer for them. To have that secondary option, obviously Siakam's going to have to play well. I mean, at this point, McConnell's kind of got to play well. They need the points they count on from those guys. But Nembhard is more of like a wild card type of guy. And then obviously if Toppin plays well, like that's a huge bonus. Meanwhile, I think for Oklahoma City, that guy's Chet. Like, I trust J-Dub. I trust Shea. They're going to score 40 to 60 points between them. If between the three of them, they can get to 80, like, actually 80 would be really high. 70, I think you're in a pretty good shape. That's two of them getting 25, one of them getting 20.
Yeah.
And then you just need the supporting cast to not totally bonk. But that's going to involve Chet putting in a shift. And while I think Chet has continued to have a high effort, like, we're in game seven. It's not about process anymore. It's results by any means necessary. So you gotta find a way to make a huge positive impact. I think ultimately Oklahoma City is going to get it done.
Uh-oh.
But I got a funny feeling, and I have found myself in this series very much rooting for Indiana. So I'll be, I guess, in that way, happy either way.
I'm in the same boat as you, Craig.
I like this OKC team.
Yeah, during the whole playoffs, I was like, OKC is going to win it. But, like, deep down, like, I've just been watching the Pacers, you know, prove everybody wrong. And it's just like, all right, I want to see this story continue to go. Like, I want to see where it ends.
I just want a good, clean game, and I want both teams to play hard. And I want it to be close so we can have some entertainment.
Yeah.
And also, thanks, NBA, for starting this game at 8 o'clock so your boy can watch all the way through live. I'll be up at the end, Anthony.
They were thinking about you when they made that executive decision.
About time. All right. That's mostly our show for today. When we get back, real things, real people said into real microphones as we Rebecca Black ourselves out, because that's a verb, on a Friday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Hoffman Show on a Friday on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. All right, Anthony, game seven, we just made our picks. They were very lukewarm, were our picks, but we made them for game seven. Monday, we will break all of that down. Let's see, what else we got? I think we got a take a man mailbag that we might be able to get to. Anything else on the docket for Monday?
Hold on. Not on Monday, but I think we'll have Eben Novi Williams next Wednesday.
No, we just put him in that in the rundown for next somewhere. Week. We'll have him somewhere next week. Wednesday probably be mostly NBA draft. We'll have to figure all that out. We also will not be live at the Wizards draft party this year. Figure that out during the show. That's okay. We can do a great draft show from our studio. All right. What else we got? We'll review the Mystics action and everything else that happens this weekend. But right now, it is time for Real Things Real People Said into Real Microphones. All right, Aaron Wiggins, the Thunder guard, was on SiriusXM NBA Radio, was asked about his coach, Mark Dagnaw, and kind of how he is in conversation. And his answer humored Anthony, and I'm about to hear it along with you, unless you heard the interview originally, for the first time.
I did want to ask you about your coach, Mark Dagnaw, being a little different. Quirky. Yeah. Is he as quirky with you guys as he seems to be in front of the media?
Does he squint when y'all ask him a question? Because when we ask him questions, he'd be like, he's almost like he's translating into English or something.
Yeah, no, he squints in regular conversations with us also. He's just a different dude. I think he processes things differently. He sees really deep into, like, you know, conversations and any sentence he hears. But I don't know, intellectually, I think there's just something different, you know, wired up there for him. So, just unique being.
That's a nice way to put it. Like, you squint your eyes when you're trying to hear better. Yeah. That's what he looks like.
I think
like.
He squints in thought. Like, I'm thinking about stuff, so.
That's funny. That's right. He squints in thought. I've been known to squint in thought a time or two. Dagnall's an interesting story. I was reading, God, I wish I could remember where the piece was, but I was reading something on him. And it might have been a Ramona Shelburne ESPN piece about Oklahoma City in general and about Presti. Or no, it was John Hollinger wrote this piece about Presti. I think I referenced it because I think it was written in like when they made the finals. So I referenced it on a show at some point. But anyway, Hollinger wrote about Presti. And in the piece about Presti and the Thunder organization, they're obviously talking about Dagnaw. And basically, he's a guy that was raised in their organization. So this is kind of the next wave, I think, in some, you know, respects of NBA team building is – like, can we not only raise players in our G League system, for instance, can we raise coaches? And so he started off in their organization once he got to like the NBA circles, and he was their coach of their G League team. And then when they decided to make the move and they went to hire a coach, they're just like, this is a guy who understands what we do. And when you look at how teams are integrated now, NBA to G League, it makes a lot of sense. It's like we want to play the same way in the G League as we do in the NBA club. And if you have a style of play and you can always tweak, right, like based off your talent. But if you kind of have principles that you have as an organization, it makes sense to like raise your coach from within in the same way that you raise your players. So just another unique facet of that Thunder organization that has quite worked out well for them. And it keeps the power dynamics where they want it in that front office where Sam Presti is the god in charge. All right, that's our show. Game 7. Enjoy it. We'll talk about it on Monday here on the Team 980. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.